This is Jody Peterson with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Both Delta and Montrose counties have gotten variances from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. In Delta County, the approved variances from the statewide COVID-19 restrictions apply to gyms, churches, and restaurants as of May 22nd. Restaurants can offer inside dining but must limit the number of customers to 30% of capacity. Outdoors, seating must comply with social distancing guidelines. Inside or out, groups are limited to no more than 6 family members or acquaintances. And bars are still closed, even when they're part of restaurants. Gyms that decide to open cannot exceed 30% of capacity, and exercisers must follow social distancing guidelines and wear face coverings. Showers, locker rooms, swimming pools, hot tubs, and saunas will remain closed, as will basketball courts, racquetball courts, and other places for group sports. Churches must also follow the 30% occupancy rule and social distancing and cannot have more than 50 participants at a time. The situation in Montrose County looks much the same. The variance there, approved May 24th, again applies only to gyms, restaurants, and churches, and the restrictions for each of those are similar to those in Delta County. However, in Montrose, the limit on occupancy is higher, 50% of capacity, not to exceed more than 50 people at a time. That's because Montrose County, according to the approval letter from the state, has, quote, a strong public health system with effective disease investigation and surveillance, end quote. In the meantime, Governor Jared Polis has adjusted his statewide orders to allow all restaurants to open for in-person dining beginning May 27th at 50% capacity or 50 people, whichever is less. Restaurants are still encouraged to provide as much outdoor service as possible, and bars remain closed. Establishments that do not serve food will be evaluated in June. Polis's adjustment also allows children's day camps and youth sport camps to open June 1st. Overnight camps will be closed in June, and decisions will be made for July and August overnight camps by mid-month. State lawmakers returned to the Capitol this week after spending more than 2 months away because of the coronavirus pandemic. Things inside the building will be very different than they were before. As the lawmakers resume a session that was put on hold, they will start with a grim task, reports KVNF's Scott Franz.
Everyone who enters the Capitol will have their temperature taken, and both lawmakers and visitors will be asked to wear masks and stay at least 6 feet away from each other. The state is also installing hand sanitizing stations and some plexiglass barriers. Lawmakers technically have almost 2 months of the session left, but Senator Mike Foote says they are debating how long to stay.
There's also a lot of people that are advocating for us just to do the minimum, which is passing a budget and a few other bills and then being done.
Foote says the budget work will be, quote, terrible. Lawmakers were told this month they will have to cut about $3.3 billion because of the devastation caused by the coronavirus. The legislature is considering a budget proposal that would cut almost $1 billion from colleges, universities, and K-12 schools. It would also suspend a property tax break for veterans and older residents. Overall, the state faces a $3.3 billion shortfall because of the coronavirus. Democratic Senator Mike Foote says no department will be spared.
The budget that we will pass will be a terrible budget, one that nobody is going to want to pass, one that will include cuts and to virtually everything, I think.
Lawmakers will also face some partisan battles. Republicans criticized Governor Polis for spending nearly $1.7 billion in federal aid after saying he would let the legislature spend it. Republicans also fought a proposal requiring everyone at the Capitol to wear masks during the pandemic. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Some state lawmakers want to do more than just cut the budget when they get back to work. KVNF's Scott Franz has more on some of the bills they might introduce in response to the coronavirus pandemic.
Democratic lawmakers say the measures they are working on would help residents who are suffering financially. Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont wants to pass a bill protecting people who cannot afford to pay their rent or mortgages during the crisis.
The tables are not turned in favor of people who need to be able to stay in their homes right now.
Another proposal would stop rent increases, late fees, and negative credit reporting. Such a mandate would go further than the actions Governor Polis has taken, urging landlords to be lenient on their tenants. Party leaders are still debating how long they should be in session. They have already ruled out any new proposals that would cost the state any money. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Next, we'll hear about a new collaborative food farming program that is serving the Western Slope. KVNF's Corey Stanton has the story.
During the pandemic, there have been growing concerns about our food systems and food supply shortage. KVNF spoke to Pete Kopenschlag and Elizabeth Agee from the Colorado Farm and Food Alliance about a new program called the Plant a Row Project.
We had already been looking at kind of how to make our local food systems more just, to make sure that people are being fed that need food. When this came along, you know, together with kind of the deep concern we had for our local farmers and restaurants and food businesses, we also thought it was an opportunity to maybe connect some of those pieces up and help people in need. That's kind of where the Plant a Row program came from. So right now we're in the process of reaching out to folks across Delta County and really around the region who are interested in helping make sure we have enough food streams to get to our food banks and then out to people in need.
Here is community cultivator Elizabeth Agee with details on the new program and how people can get involved.
The Plant a Row Project is pretty much an effort to connect all the different pieces of growing food. So, you know, getting starts and seeds in the hands of people who are already growing food or just starting a garden this year. We're helping to connect those resources as well, as a little bit of like consulting and garden help if that's desired for people who are just getting started or wanting to do more perennial stuff in their yard. So right now we're really looking for people who want to be involved. And that looks like either, you know, wanting to plant a row for the program. Maybe you started a whole bunch of extra plants this year. And if you would like to donate them to this project, we'll make sure that they get in the hands of people who are wanting to grow to help feed, you know, people who might need a little help. So if you're interested in getting involved in any of those ways, you can email me. My email is cofarmfood@gmail.com, and I can get you some more information or get you signed up for the starts and kind of like the bundle package to get you started with it. We're also working with a couple nurseries, currently Farm and Home and Zephyros. At either of those two locations right now, you can go, and when you're buying your starts, you can buy a few extra to donate to this project if you like. And I will go and pick those up, and I'll take care of them until they get to the people who need them. And then down the line, we're going to need help with harvesting and doing some distribution. We're working with a couple different food banks that are doing the widespread distribution of things. So any way that you want to be involved, you can sign up on the website or you can email me and I can link you up there.
More information on the Plant a Row Project can be found at coloradofarmfood.org. For KVNF, I'm Corey Stanton.
And that was the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.